Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. Welcome, everyone. I'm Jen. This is our beauty podcast where we talk all things beauty. How you doing, Jess?
I'm good. I am feeling the I'm feeling those fall vibes. I'm ready for the season to turn.
I hear you. And we're going to talk about some of that in our topic, which is about dry versus dehydrated skin. There is a difference, which took me a while to figure out as a beauty editor, and different products help with each of those conditions. It's so confusing. Whatever. We're going to talk about it in semantics and how products make it more confusing because they don't freaking give you names that make sense. Anyway, long story. I'll stop ranting. Before that, Jess is going to take us through the beauty
news. You just jumped
right
in. I was like,
I know, because I'm like fired up.
My God. I was like, hello. How is everyone?
Hey, you guys easing right into Jen's rant on dry skin.
Oh my God.
No, we're going to do the beauty news first. Lots to talk about. Then that. And then raise a wand. We have a good one from Canada, actually. And that'll be our show. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready. Okay, let's just jump right in. We've got a lot to talk about the news cycle.
Yeah, so please, one more thing to add here. I have our second new news music to share with everybody to see if we like this maybe better than we liked last week. I don't know. See what you think. What do you think of the music? Did you like it?
That's actually sort of the news music. When you told me that you were digging into different files, that's sort of the kind of thing I was hoping for.
Oh, okay. See, I thought this one went a little bit medical correspondent because it has like an EKG BB vibe in the beginning.
Is she going to make it? Yeah, yeah.
And she's alive and she's here with the news. Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what the listeners think. But there's your lead in. There you go.
It kind of reminded me, I wasn't thinking like medical thing. I was thinking like it was kind of like Beam Me Up, Scotty in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Like,
boop,
yeah.
But I could see that. And then at the end, it gets very urgent. So,
dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. It's
like, sorry, guys. Somewhere. I know everybody hates when I sing the news intro.
I really like it. Please feedback. All right. So listen, Patrick Starr is now in fashion. Okay. He's a multi-hyphenate. Mm. He has now a plus size collection with the brand Fashion to Figure. And this actually just launched this week when we're recording this. So it's his first, it's the brand's first ever collaboration with a beauty mogul. And he, it's a capsule collection. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is just a few pieces. I think it's about like 9 or 10 pieces. And he says, "I've always been passionate about fashion, and partnering with Fashion to Figure has been a dream come true for me. As a plus size Filipino bald man in makeup, it's been hard to feel truly represented in the fashion industry. I'm a lover of sparkles, prints, and all things glamour, but designers don't create clothes for my size." So I thought this was really interesting that he was parlaying his talents into another, you know, you usually don't see that. You usually see it going the other way, right? Fashion people then want a beauty line. I love this trend. Well, I hope it starts a trend of beauty people now going into fashion because, you know, they're creatives. We are creatives.
I love that too. And he's one of the longtime friends of the pod, one of the only people we've had on twice. So much luck to Patrick.
So go, Patrick. We support you. Fantastic. Okay. Now, this week in Chrissy Teigen news, she had a buccal fat removal procedure, and she owned up about this on her Instagram. If you're wondering what a buccal fat procedure is, because I have to say it is one of more of the niche procedures in plastic
surgery.
Yes. We will be talking about this on an upcoming show in the next couple of weeks. I'm actually going to be preparing this for next Tuesday's episode because so many people have been curious about it. But I will just kind of sum it up. It's around the cheek area. It's about getting that, if you have what you deem are fuller cheeks, it's about getting those fat pads removed. She had it done by her doctor, Dr. Jason Diamond, and she Instagrammed it with the caption, "No shame in my Dr. Diamond game." So clearly she's very proud of this move that she's made.
I do appreciate that she's been very open about all of her cosmetic stuff too.
We will be digging into this a little deeper next week.
Yes, interesting procedure.
So here is a, on a different note, a local story that's gone worldwide. The father of a 7-year-old Michigan girl whose hair was cut by a teacher is without her parents' permission, this is key, has filed a $1 million lawsuit against the school district, a librarian, and a teacher's assistant. So I'm just going to sum it up because as all of these legal cases are, they're very complicated. But basically, the lawsuit was filed in a federal court in Grand Rapids. She was on the school bus. She has curly textured hair. One of the classmates cut her hair, only, you know, cut one side of it. She popped off the bus. Obviously, it didn't, you know, look right. She had one side of her hair cut. The parents went and got her an asymmetrical cut to kind of make it look, you know,
cute,
intentional. But then she went back to school a couple of days later, and then her hair was cut all over again. And this time they learned that the teachers cut it, or one of the teachers cut it. And, you know, the teachers never called the parents to say, "Can we cut your child's hair?" So this poor kid has had her hair cut twice. Without, you know, parental oversight.
Well, three, with one with the salon. Can you imagine if your child walked off
exactly.
the bus?
Yes, exactly. Three haircuts in you know, she's a little kid.
The first time you'd be like, okay, the second time, and then you hear a teacher did it?
Yeah, so once by a little kid, and Lord knows what those circumstances were. I genuinely don't know. Once, you know, as a corrective cut, and that can't feel great. And then the third time by, teaching administration. And again, we don't know what the circumstances are. And she's 7 years old and she has, you know, she is biracial. We don't know what's going on.
If there were some undercurrents because of the texture of her hair.
Yes. We don't know, but that's what this lawsuit, is charging.
Can I just add, so I had a friend one time whose child hadn't yet had their first haircut. And this person's mother-in-law was like, "Oh, they need a haircut. They need a haircut." And my friend was like, "No, we're not ready yet." She dropped off her kid for babysitting at, you know, grandma's house, the mother-in-law, picked her up later, and the kid's hair was cut. And she said, "Did you cut the hair?" And the mother-in-law said, "No." So she went inside and looked in the trash and there were hair clippings. And the mother-in-law kept saying like, "No, I didn't do it. Yeah. I didn't do it." Like, It's so invasive.
It's very invasive. And I think, you know,
it's like you're doing something to somebody else's body without their parents' permission. That's crazy times.
It is. It's personal. It's hair is part of the body. Hair is very personal. And, you know, I don't know what the outcome of this story is going to be, but it's, But I think, you know, we've seen a lot of these kinds of stories and,
school districts and hair policies. Yeah, exactly. Very interesting. All right. We'll keep an eye on that and update people if we hear anything.
Exactly. I just thought that I think there's a reason why this is going around the world. Okay. This is another interesting story. Instagram is finding itself in some hot water. There was a massive expose. I don't know if you guys saw it on the Wall Street Journal. They found out that from 2019 through 2021, Facebook internally did a deep dive into teens' mental health and Instagram, and they uncovered some interesting statistics that Facebook had discovered that Instagram had made body image issues worse for teen girls, and that there were some stats like 32% of teen girls said that when they feel bad about their bodies, Instagram had made them feel worse. And there was a slide that said teens blame Instagram for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression. And there were other statistics like this. You could read the article on Wall Street Journal. There is a paywall, but there are certainly excerpts making the rounds on the internet about this. So following this WSJ report, there were people in the government, both Republicans and Democrats, that took this very seriously. And they said that they're in touch with a Facebook whistleblower and they will use every resource at their disposal to investigate what Facebook knew and what they knew and when they knew it, including seeking further documents and pursuing witness testimony. They also said that the Wall Street Journal's blockbuster reporting may only be the tip of the iceberg. But Facebook did defend themselves. Nick Clegg, who is Facebook's VP of Global Affairs, said that basically the Wall Street Journal story was a mischaracterization of what they do. So, you know, this is a real watershed moment. And, we all certainly use Facebook. We all use Instagram, or maybe not all of us, but many of us who, if you're listening to this podcast, I feel like you're probably very familiar with social media. But I mean, we've talked so much on this podcast about body image and the repercussions, especially for young women and just young people in general. So I don't know. I think this is only going to grow.
Yeah. And not just because of body image for me in general, it's these platforms think, oh, we're just a platform. Mm-hmm. We're just the medium, not the message. Yeah. And I think we've seen with politics and with body image, the message is also part of your problem too. You know, you can't just be the medium and say hands off when it comes to causing societal issues. So we'll see what the government has to say about that and what happens from the investigation. I'll put a link to the story too so people can read more.
Yeah. And finally, in Jess's Animal House, Europe is getting closer to ending animal testing. There are still some cases where some products are tested on animals. You know, a lot of people think that it's completely illegal in Europe. It's not. But the European Parliament voted in favor of a plan that would end experiments on animals in all industries, including cosmetics. So watch this space. My fingers are crossed. And, you know, hopefully the future is no animal testing anywhere on the globe.
Yeah, it's a tricky subject too, because there's always the question of, are the raw ingredients tested versus the finished product tested? And we'll link to that story. Is that from Women's Wear Daily? They did something on that recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's big news everywhere, but Women's Wear has a great article.
Yes, as does Jess's Animal House, bringing you the hot take on a subject so near and dear to our hearts. Excellent news. I'm going to play us out without the music because that was once is enough for that dramatic music in an episode.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, let's talk about dry skin. Or are we talking about dehydrated skin? This, people, is the question. Because I think a lot of people out there are like, I have oily skin, so my skin's never been dehydrated. People, you could be wrong. So first off, I just want to talk about dry versus dehydrated. I am so probably a bad beauty editor because over the years, tell me this hasn't happened to you, Jess, where you've turned in a story to an editor and like, there's only so many words for like moist or dry or hair. And if you hear it enough in a story, your editor is going to be like, change it, like use a different synonym for that word. We're getting bored of hearing the word dry again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've said, oh, it's dehydrated or lacks moisture. And by doing that, I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest, I did a disservice to all of my readers because they're not the same thing, dry and dehydrated. Did you know that your whole beauty editor career? I did not.
Well, I remember, and I wonder if she's listening, my friend, well, you know her, Jessica. I don't want to say her last name, but Jessica, who my friend from Space NK, yes. She, aka JY, she was the trainer for all of the brands. And she was like, there's a difference between dry and like dehydrated. And she was like, and nobody knows it. Like she totally knew. And
She's right.
But I was in beauty for like 8 years before that. I didn't know.
And that was the first you were realizing it, right? Same. It took, I forget which event it was where a doctor broke it down. And I was like, ew. And then in my head, I was like, okay, well, all the editors that edit me weren't beauty people, so they didn't know any better. And
oh, yeah, I never told
confusing.
Her. I didn't know. I didn't admit that.
You were
I
like,
know.
Uh-huh, dry dehydrated. Everybody knows that.
Meanwhile, I'm like writing it down, like in my, like on my palm, like check that out, Google.
Well, it's, and I still confuse myself sometimes because here's the big difference and here's how to think about it. Oh, by the way, I got like the real deal from Dr. Shireen Idris, friend of the pod. She says, in short, skin that lacks water is dehydrated. Skin that lacks oil is dry. So the way I've tried to remember it is that dehydrated hydro water, if your skin's dehydrated, it's lacking water. But in short, for you guys out there trying to figure out what's going on with your skin, dehydrated skin is a condition. Like it's a temporary thing that can happen. Dry skin is a type. So if you have oily skin or combination skin and it's acting up and feeling weird, it could be dehydrated, meaning it's lacking water, not necessarily lacking oil. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay.
Okay. So here's the thing. How do you know which your skin is? Because somebody like me, I'm like, is it dry and dehydrated? But I recently just got a facial and the facialist was like, oh, your skin's not dehydrated. It's well moisturized. And to me, that was surprising because I have dry skin. But what she was saying was my oils were in a good state at that moment. So here's how you know. If you have dehydrated skin, meaning it's the condition, it might be temporary, it could be itchy, dull, when your wrinkles look more noticeable. You ever notice like if you had a couple drinks the night before, you wake up in the morning and you look not as good, I'm going to take a big guess here and say that's dehydrated skin. You haven't changed the state of your skin permanently. It's just lacking water. If you pinch it and it's sort of slow to snap back into place. Yeah, all of this is signs of dehydrated. Or like you put on makeup that day and then like your face was like eating the makeup. And where did the makeup go? It was like sucking all the water from the makeup because it was so dry. That is dehydrated skin, which, see, I just did it. I said dry, but it's dehydrated, needs water. If it's more chronic, whitish, scaly, and here's the big thing, prone to redness and irritation, that is someone who probably has dry skin. All right, so now you've figured out what you have. What do you do about it? This is where we get into trouble because brands don't differentiate. You know, they'll call their moisturizer a moisturizer regardless of it if it has water-binding ingredients or oils in it. And a lot of them have both, you know? And some ingredients, for example, ceramides, do both. You know, they both help with water retention and help with putting moisture back in. So it's confusing. But I found a good couple, and I've been testing a bunch of moisturizers lately to help with either thing. If you're dehydrated, you definitely need to drink more water because your skin needs the water from the inside. So that's just, I'm just going to put that out there. Then ingredients like aloe and glycerin, things that bind the water into the skin, are good. But remember, you need the water in there anyway. If you're dry, that's when you want the oils and the fatty good stuff like the shea butters, the lipids, the mineral oils, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Don't get me started on hyaluronic acid. It's very confusing. It binds water in your skin. However, if your skin has no water in it, it will draw moisture from the air or from deeper in your skin. So HA can be a little problematic. I'm just going to say this. If you're using a product with hyaluronic acid, make sure to put another moisturizer that's more occlusive on top so that, you know, you're sealing the water in your skin and you're not losing any water. All right, good products. I'm the moisture queen these days. It's fall too. If you're dehydrated, you want to look for those gel-like moisturizers or oil-free moisturizers, the ones that are going to bind the water into your skin. Couple faves for you. Cetaphil Daily Facial Moisturizer. I think that one actually has sunscreen too. And it's lightweight, which I like. First Aid, you know that brand?
Yeah. Ranella loves that brand.
It's just, I feel like they're just all, everything is, I have very sensitive skin and like I can use everything in that line. First Aid Ultra Repair Face Moisturizer, another good thing if you have dehydrated skin. Okay, you know what I noticed as I was doing this research? Dry skin, those people with the chronically dry skin, I feel like their good moisturizers cost more money because like the ingredients that you need when your skin is really dry, like the lipids, the ceramides, the fatty oils.
And they're richer. They're like, yeah, truly they're richer.
And I'm just going to take a guess. If you're a cosmetic chemist, correct me if I'm wrong, those are more expensive than the ones like a nice glycerin. You know what I mean?
Or an aloe.
Yeah, because I was looking through and all of the ones I've tested for dry, chronically dry skin, they're the ones that are working for me are like a little bit pricier. We got Obagi Kinetin Hydrating Creams, really nice. That Strivectin Moisture Rich Barrier Cream, which I've been raving about all year, which is crazy to me because it has like retinol and anti-agers, but yet still has rich moisturizers and repairs your barrier. And it's funny, you should bring up Dr. Hirsch. She always tells us about the SkinCeuticals triple lipid that people are obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
That one's like $130 though.
Jeez.
So I went to, where was I? Was it at Ulta or was I at Duane Reade? I was at a drugstore, whatever. So I bought a couple of the less expensive moisturizers that had the oil moisture in them. I like the Curel Intensive Moisture Facial Cream. Why can't I say the facial cream?
Because your skin's so dry.
Curel Intensive Moisture Facial Cream. Not quite as hydrating to me as those other three I mentioned that are a little bit pricier, but a good, you know, it's like a good one from the drugstore. And I'm so sorry for all you chronically dry people. Like, why don't you get cheaper moisturizers? I don't know.
But like, there must be something like, what about like, well, you mentioned Shea, right? Yes. Like Shea is quite like
right.
Affordable.
But I'm also talking about like cosmetically elegant that like makeup can play nicely on top of. Yeah. Let's all be honest. If you drink a ton of water and then put an occlusive, you still might want to get a little oil in there, put some shea butter on your face and then top it off with some Vaseline, you will not be dry. But I don't know how happy you're going
to be. Yeah.
You're going to be glowing like a mother. Like that's like the shiniest face I've ever seen. Could look pretty good though, now that I'm thinking out editorially, maybe.
What about Weleda Skin Food?
Oh, that's a good one. That's not too expensive, right?
That's
a good point,
that's really
Jess.
Affordable.
And that has some nice like
That's not
fatty,
like cheap, but yeah, it's like, it's
no,
not
like fatty acid rich, good for chronically dry skin. But this is the thing, and it's just important to know, if you're dealing with this issue, it's possible, by the way, that you have both dehydrated and dry skin. There's a difference. Look at the products, turn them over, make sure you're getting the ingredients you need, not just water binders if you have chronically dry skin, but all the good fatty oils and fatty acids that can help add moisture back to your skin. And this little beauty editor will never again use the words synonymously dry and dehydrated, because they are different.
All right, it's time to raise a wand, and we've got a goodie from Jody from Canada.
Hey, Jen and Jess, this is Jody from Toronto, Ontario in Canada. I am a longtime listener of the pod, an OG, if you will. I'm a fellow cat lady, and I'm also a new mom to a little boy who is 5 months old. So as you can imagine, my time is of the essence right now. And I would like to raise a wand to a product, which is a powder product, which I know is a little unusual these days. And it's a powder foundation. It's the Pure Minerals 4-in-1 Pressed Mineral Makeup Broad Spectrum SPF 15 Foundation. I've probably bought 15 or more of these over the years. It's like my holy grail foundation that I always go back to. And I started using it in high school, and it's kind of served me through every phase of my makeup journey, from like, you know, natural high school makeup to my like heavy mid-20s, full face, full beat every day. And now to my like, I have 3 seconds in the morning and I need to throw something on my face makeup. So it can be high coverage, it can be a sheer coverage. And it's just a really solid foundation. I'm kind of into the powder products right now. A little blush, a little bronzer, some mascara. I set it with a setting spray. I call it a day. This is my like new mom go-to. So thanks so much. Love the pod and hope you're having a great day.
Jody, love you. I've seen you commenting and I know you're a longtime listener and we love having you. Guys, I want to hear your raise of wands. I know it's a new season. Let's get into it. Lots of products have been launching. Not just your oldie, but goodies. Like, tell me about the new finds, because I'm weeding through a lot of products and I'm having trouble finding like faves, because there's just so much stuff and not a lot of it raises its level to raise a one quality. So anyway, tell me about the good stuff. Email me info@fatmascara.com. Shoot me a little voice memo or call us, 646-481-8182. Leave a little message. My raise wand, by the way, just exactly says what I just mentioned. Should I go first? I think I'm on
go
a roll
for it.
Here.
Go.
It's an oldie but a goodie. I'm sorry, I'm trying. Here's what happened. I don't know what's going on in Brooklyn, but there are some killer freaking mosquitoes on the loose that I don't know. They didn't get blood all summer and now they're just going crazy. It happened to me like last summer where I walked into a batch of mosquitoes that must have been fed freaking amphetamines. There was like 20 of them all over me. And they were the little ones with the striped legs that like you swat at them and they come right back. And I have about, I would say 20 bug bites right now.
Oh my God.
I cannot get a break with this. This isn't me sitting outside with my glass of wine. And like, this is like when you somehow stumble into a nest of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's giving me joy is the Aveeno hydrocortisone cream. And here's why. Because like
I'm surprised it's actually working. No offense, Aveeno, but I just feel like nothing works when I have
it's 1% bites. Hydrocortisone. And the reason I'm saying it's working is because like the drugstore brand hydrocortisone, yes, it works, but it doesn't really like blend in. And then you have that weird whitish cast over all of your bug bites. You know, if you use enough for the itch to go away, it's like you can see it. But the Aveeno has like a really nice moisturizing base, because like my skin also gets really dry when the histamine gets into effect, obviously. So I don't even think it costs. It's like $4.99. You pay maybe a dollar more because you're getting that nice Aveeno colloidal oat, like creamy base. Mm-hmm. Totally worth it. Guys, if you walk through a nest of killer mosquitoes, get you some Aveeno. That's what I'm going to say. Raise a wand.
Nice.
Not nice, but helpful.
I'm like, pretty.
Great visual, okay. Jen. Thanks.
I am going to raise a wand to another, like an oldie, but a goodie. I, for my birthday, got some adult acne.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah,
I know. I got like 4 big, like cystic pimples all over my forehead. What does that mean? How we know that, like, hormonal
forehead. Interesting.
Yeah. Not like, you know, people usually get them. I feel like adults get them on their chin, like on, yeah. You know, I got them. I got one smack dab in the middle of my forehead, like right.
Great.
Boom.
So easy to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I got them on the sides of my forehead. Mm-hmm. And one at the tail of my eyebrow, and they're big. And you know, when you squish them, they just make them bigger. And you know,
that's why you don't squish them.
Yeah, well, no, I have to squish them. Sorry. So when Jeff was out getting diapers and peanut butter, I called him and I was like, "Get something with benzoyl peroxide. Don't." I was like, "Nothing with sal acid."
Oh, so she brought out the big guns.
Yeah. So he brought home Neutrogena stubborn acne treatment, and while they're not gone away, they've not gone away, they definitely have subsided within the past like 18 hours. And I just want to say, like, that's pretty damn good, you know?
That's I love that your husband's a cosmetic chemist too. I would send Jeff to the store in a minute to find me like a quick acne treatment, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I was just like, anything with BP, do not come home without BP. It was like, you
and
know.
And don't give me your speeches about sal acid prevention, okay, Jeff?
I'm the last person he wants. He doesn't want to engage with me on this kind of stuff. So long story short, it's a solid product because I really had a gnarly situation, but it's far less gnarly. And, you know, it's good. It's good. I've been looking. 18 hours,
not bad to bring down.
It really brought down a lot. Even my mom, when I got on a FaceTime with her last night, before anything, she said hello. She's like, "What's that in your face?" And it was just like, it was that like.
That's funny because I actually can't see it unless you like get much closer to me. Yeah.
Last night, if I picked up the phone, you would have been like. Yeah, but you know, I don't know if you would have said something, but it was really noticeable. But I attacked it.
With the Neutrogena stubborn acne.
Well, first my fingernails. But then
wow, it's funny that we both have like a spot treatment. See, it always happens. Yeah. We're like aligned.
I know,
that
on the
way.
Same page.
All right, for your pimples and your bug bites, guys, come to Fat Mascara. We're full of glamour.
I know. This was like not exactly like the most upper show, but you know,
what
there's always
you
next
do?
Week.
You know, you can
we
do?
Could talk about buckle fat.
Oh, we'll talk about buckle fat.
And Chrissy Teigen.
That'll be fun. Get your beauty sleep. I hope it's restful for you. And we'll see you. Oh, we'll see you on Friday. We got a really good interview.
Oh, yeah. We've got a nice one.
All right. See you soon.
Okay. Bye. Bye, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.